Well, God bless everybody in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And once again, thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Vicki, for this opportunity to share God's word. And like the song says, don't stop praying. You know, guys, I'm pretty excited tonight about what I'm going to share with you guys. And, you know, I know we all got testimonies of God's amazing grace and his love. And everyone's is unique and amazing. But tonight, this is not my story. So before I start, I'd like to tell you a little something about who sent me this testimony or this story of God's grace. The brother in Christ who I met over 45 years ago when he came to San Diego back in about 83. Some on the line are going to know who I'm talking about right away. And we got together. We've been pretty good friends, but like so many of us in times which life goes on, we lose contact or we don't hear from each other. You know, we start thinking, or we might hear about somebody or hear about that person that we're thinking about, what they're doing, where they're living, are they married, they got kids, are they still standing? I'm sure you all know kind of what I'm talking about. Well, it's been about a year and a half or 2 years ago. We connected back via the phone. I got to say, thank you, Deanne. It's amazing how God works like that. Anyways, we talk a lot about a lot of different things, and this one subject's come up, and he said, my little sister has an awesome testimony of God's deliverance that she wrote back in 2002. Now, I never met her, but her story so touched our hearts in a big way that I'd like to share it tonight and hope it's going to bless you as much as it blessed ours. It's a testimony she wrote to a pastor named Lloyd Phillips in, I think it's Horseshoe Bend, Idaho, about 23 years ago. So it was written on February 5th of 2002. And it's to somebody called Lloyd Phillips. Begins with, hi, I'm writing to you to say thank you so much for the difference you've made in my life. My name is Janice. You don't know me personally, but your obedience to God and your prayers one night helped change my life. You see, last year I was a very heavy drug abuser, but God totally delivered me. That night was March 21st, 2001. I had just gotten out of detox that day. I was kicking 15 to 20 bags of heroin in a day and all the crack I could possibly smoke. I was sent to detox because I'm on probation. I was released from prison October 30th, 2000, and back on drugs the following day. I was released from one prison right into another, my drug prison. I was arrested in January 2000 for stealing again. My probation officer then started taking weekly urines. Of course, they were all dirty. So they told me I was going on the zero tolerance program during the day and St. Raphael's outpatient 5 hours every night. And that meant 5 urines a week. I had to get clean or I was going back to prison for at least 2 years I owed. So I went back into detox. I can't tell you how many times I had already been there. I didn't have very much hope by this time. I'd already been through 15 or 16 programs, never to complete one. I always went back to dope and crack, usually the same day I'd leave the program. The devil was just calling on me. I'd been to Teen Challenge in Long Island, New York, twice. Also, Philadelphia Teen Challenge. It was the best place God ever took me. His word was planted in my heart, but I just didn't know it. I learned that God loved me. I just didn't believe it. I didn't love myself or believe anyone else ever loved me, let alone God Almighty. When I left Teen Challenge, things got worse, including my addiction. 7 times worse. You see, the devil was trying to take me out, but instead, God took me right into his loving arms. I had 3 coke-induced heart attacks, 2 heroin overdoses, and one of my best friends of 22 years, a backsliding Christian, he died in my arms. He overdosed on crack and heroin when he was only 38 years old. I can't tell you the guilt I had and feeling so responsible for his death. But the most painful of all was losing temporary custody of my 3 children 2.5 years ago. It was the biggest blessing in disguise, though. It's the one thing that brought me to my knees every night, begging God to help me, because I loved and I missed them so much. Life became so crazy. I ran into the scam of my life, counterfeiting money. I beat all the dealers I could from New Haven to New York, staying up 4, 5, even 6 days, no sleep, no food, just drugs. I'm 5'4" and was down to 90 pounds. Going into crack houses and projects at all hours of the night, robbing the dealers. I was taking chances with my life, I knew it, but I just didn't care. Black eyes, guns to my head a couple of times. I was even told they put a hit out on my life. Now, I'm not telling you any of this to make the devil look good. That's impossible. There is no good in him. I'm telling you to glorify God and his grace and his mercy and his true love for us. I knew that if I would ever get better, it would have to be God's doing. You see, I saw him change my brother Dennis's life around 23 years ago. He was also a heroin addict. Dennis always prayed for me, along with my sister Sharon. He fasted once a week for 2 years for me to get better. My brother often told me to ask God to reveal himself to me, and that if he had to come down in the flesh, he would. So I did every day, every night. For 3 years, I would ask Jesus to show himself to me. I had little faith that he would answer my prayer someday. So I went back into detox and came home March 21st, 2001. I had my sister Liz and her friend living with me, both heroin and crack addicts. And when I came home that day, Wednesday, it was a Wednesday, I'll never forget it, I knew they were waiting for their unemployment checks to get high. I asked them both not to be getting high in my house because I had to start the program that night, and they were going to take my urine to see how much drugs were still in my system. And if my level went up, I was going back to prison. They promised not to be getting high. I remembered praying for strength for them and myself. By this time, I was pretty tired of dancing with the devil. He took me to places I didn't want to be, and he kept me there longer than I planned on staying. Well, I started the program that night and came home around 9:30. I'll never forget it. I walked through the door and the smell of crack hit me in the face. There they were, my sister Liz and her friend Katoka, smoking crack and high on dope. Of course, part of me wanted to get high. That was my flesh. But another part of me was tired. My heart was broke. The drugs had robbed me of everything and everyone that I loved. And something, it was God inside of me, said, go call your brother. So I ran upstairs and I called my brother in Idaho. My sister-in-law Sue answered the phone and said, Dennis, my sister Sharon, and Flip, Dennis's best friend, had went to the church. I started crying and I told her that Liz and Katoka were getting high downstairs and I wanted Dennis to pray for me. Sue said, stay on the phone, don't go downstairs, and she would call Dennis on his cell at the church and have him give me a call back. As I sat on my bedroom floor waiting for my brother to call me back, I got on my knees like I often did and just started crying my heart out to God, begging him to help me. All of a sudden, bam, I couldn't move. I felt something heavy on me. Then I heard a soft voice and I saw this light, like a glow. Every hair on my body stood up and I remembered thinking, oh my God, it's God. Then I started feeling these things pulling out of me, demons literally pulling out of my body. As they were pulling out of my body, such a joy and a peace was coming over me. I was laughing and crying at the same time. Then the voice grew a little bolder, and the light got a little brighter. I just closed my eyes, and there was Jesus. The first thing he said was that he loved me, and if I had been the only one in this world, he would have died on that cross for me. He took me back to my childhood, things I had forgotten. When I was a little girl crying in my bed for my father, who was a gambling addict, and would often take off with his paycheck for days, weeks, even months. Sometimes he'd just disappear. Jesus heard my cries and he cried with me. When my mother died 11 years ago, she was the most functional person in my life and the most amazing woman I ever knew. It was the worst day of my life and my heart broke, and Jesus' heart broke with mine for 11 years. I asked him to show me if my mom went to heaven. You know, later on that night as I laid on my bed, he answered my prayer and he showed me my mom's in heaven. He felt my pain when I was in deep addiction. He alone saved my life on so many occasions. He told me that I had more than a mustard seed. He told me that he had a plan and a purpose for my life and that my children would be coming home soon. Well, let me tell you, who this son sets free is free indeed. He has broken every chain of drug addiction in my life, and that was 11 months ago. I've been drug-free without any cravings and truly a miracle from God. Jesus wiped my slate clean that night, and all the guilt, the shame, the unworthiness, and hopelessness was gone. This is the longest I've been drug-free since my mom died 11 years ago. Well, the next morning, my brother finally calls me back. I thought my sister-in-law didn't get through to him at the church, but what I didn't know blew me away. Dennis got the call at the church, and instead of calling me back, he listened to the Holy Spirit and interrupted your service and told you what was going on with me. And you so humbly stopped your sermon and asked the entire church to go into prayer for me in that little town in Horseshoe Bend, Idaho. There you were crying out to God for a total stranger, and he heard your cries and mine. His glory, his presence and power came into my room that night, 2,700 miles away in New Haven, Connecticut. I thank God he's such a big God. The next morning, I went downstairs and told my sister and her friend that Jesus came into my room last night and that I'd never do drugs again. They both knew that there was something different about me. It was God's glory. They know I had been with Jesus and was on fire, and everything I learned in Teen Challenge started coming back to me. Scriptures were coming out of my mouth. I was shocking them and myself. Of course, they didn't believe it. I'd never do drugs again. They'd heard me say it hundreds of times. You see, actions speak louder than words, and they began to see God just totally changed me. The old is done, and the new has come. Well, my sister's friend went into a program 8 months ago. A couple of months back, I got a letter from her thanking me for telling her about Jesus. God is now working on my sister Liz's heart. Three of my friends, all addicts, have given their lives to Jesus. Two of them have since turned away, but that's okay. I know God's planted his seeds. God had shown me that when he took me to Teen Challenge, he took me out of Egypt. My Egypt, my drug world. I just wouldn't allow him to take Egypt out of me. I still wanted to get high, and wasn't ready. God knew that, and he let me go my way, but he kept his hand on mine that whole time I was being broken, humbled, and disciplined. The seeds were being watered. I just didn't know it. God showed me the easy road, but I chose the hard one. But he kept his promise. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. What an amazing God we have. So much has changed since that night. I graduated that evening program at St. Raphael, the first thing I ever completed in my life. And it's no coincidence I graduated that program on National Prayer Day. Every day I thank God over and over all day long, and I ask him never to let me forget where it is I came from. That way I will always know how much I need him so that I may never end back up there. I'm still on a zero tolerance program through probation. I go 3 times a week to be drug tested. Every single week I watch people being locked up for dirty urines. I see hopelessness and feel their pain. I always say a prayer for them and I think to myself, but for the grace of God. The world tells them there is no cure for this disease, but I say that's a lie from the pit of hell. There is a cure, and his name is Jesus, and I no longer claim that curse over my life. I claim victory in the name of Jesus Christ. I have so many people to thank for in my life today. My parents, both Catholics, I wouldn't trade them for anything. They taught me about the greatest gift we have, prayer. When I was growing up, every night at the dinner table, we said grace and prayed for our food, and if we didn't, we were punished. My dad would often be by the side of his bed on his knees praying. He never went by a cemetery or a church without saying a prayer and doing the signs of the cross and telling us kids to do the same. It might have been a religious spirit, but it taught me to pray. My mom would always tell me when dad would take off and she didn't have enough money to pay the bills and feed the 5 kids. She would cry out to God, and he always, always provided for us. He kept his promise. I'm a father to the fatherless. I thank my brother Dennis, whose life inspired me. I watched God totally change him 23 years ago. My brother stayed humble and didn't care what any of his friends said. He told them all about Jesus and always gave God the glory. He's led many to the Lord. The one that really sticks in my mind is his best friend, Flip. Flip was one of the most craziest people I ever knew. He rode with the Hells Angels, and he broke legs for the Mafia. I watched God change his life around, too. He has such a heart for God's people. He's now an ordained minister today. I also thank my sister Sharon, who faithfully prayed every day for me and fasted without knowing it. She was one of my biggest enablers. She gave me thousands of dollars so I wouldn't go out and get into trouble stealing. But I did it anyway. She'd get me out of jail over and over again. She took care of my kids when I got high. She tried to save me but couldn't. When God showed her that she was my stumbling block, she stopped enabling me. Then he separated us by 2,700 miles, and I had no one left to turn to but God. That is when he began to move in my life. I thank my dad and his wife, Linda, for getting me into that Teen Challenge and their prayers. I also thank Teen Challenge for taking me in more than once and planting seeds and showing me the love of Christ. I am thankful for my sister Liz and brother Phil, who don't know Jesus yet, but they never gave up on me and always prayed for me. I am thankful for my 3 precious kids and for never forgetting that I loved them. They always told me they just wanted their mom back, but God did one better. They have a new mom, a godly mom. God answered my biggest prayer. I got custody of my son in November, and my girls come home June 1st. 2002. What a faithful God we have. I thank my sister-in-law, Sue and Dennis, for their prayers, their tough love, and taking such good care of my daughters when I couldn't. I am thankful for Eileen and Jimmy, my son's aunt and uncle, for their support and their prayers, and again for taking such good care of my son when I wasn't able to. I'm thankful for Dennis and Sue's church in Boise, Idaho, the Vineyard Church, and for keeping me in their prayers, for my sister Sharon's church, which is now my church, Gateway Christian Church in West Haven, Connecticut, the best church on the East Coast. The two pastors and their wives and the staff and members have touched my life in ways they don't even know. It's truly a humbling church, and I feel God's presence every time I go there. They knew what I was and where I came from. I used to go there once in a while with my sister when I was on drugs. They would pray for me, and they kept me on their 24-hour prayer list. Since I've been going back there for the past 11 months, they have done everything they could for me. They have blessed me with rides, clothes, money. They even sent me flowers. They always prayed for me and with me. They never pushed me too hard that I might run away. Never did they even judge me or make me feel unwanted. They just encouraged me and loved me. I'm so grateful I have that church. I don't think they know how much they have helped me and how much they mean to me. Beside Teen Challenge, it's probably the best place God has ever taken me. And I'm so thankful to everyone in that church that night. You see, your prayers opened heaven that night and Jesus came into my room. It was the most amazing night of my life. All the knowledge I had about Jesus became revelation that night. I no longer looked at the Bible as just stories as history. Those stories apply to our everyday lives. There's definitely nothing historical about Jesus. Yes, he died on that cross, but he rose again and he's alive and very real. He sits at the right hand of God. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, when I read the Bible, the words jump off the pages at me. I know it's one of the many ways that God talks to us, and I also know he keeps all the promises he makes in his word. Through my hardest times, my mom's death and losing my children, my son's father's death from drug abuse, to my good friend dying in my arms, a 10-year very abusive relationship with my girl's father, to my drug addiction, Jesus was there. He so faithfully kept yet another promise, never will I leave you nor forsake you. I no longer sit and wish I was never an addict, nor do I regret anything I had to go through, because that's what humbled me to the foot of the cross. I just want to take this time to write and say thank you to everyone for your prayers. They really do make a difference. Not only did they help change me, but also my children. It reunited a family that was torn apart by Satan and his drug prison. But most of all, I'm thankful to God for his unconditional love, his forgiveness, his grace, and his mercy. I never deserved any of it. I truly know that every single breath I take is a gift from God. I give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you all for giving to the Lord because I am the life that was changed. Love, your sister in Christ, Janice. Wow. That's quite a testimony. And it was all because of prayer and that seed that was planted when she was just a youngster. Her mom and her dad, Dennis and Sue, and that team of believers at Teen Challenge. That little church in Idaho and Lloyd Phillips. Just look at what happened to Janice. Father worked in her understanding. This is not just a rare occasion. Things like this happen every moment. Somewhere, God is healing and delivering somebody, and he's doing it right now. Well, Janice is still standing today, Dennis said. Says she's still crazy, only as a brother could say, but standing. I hope this amazing story of Janice's deliverance blessed and inspired you as much as it did us. Like I said, prayer was our lifeline. We are so, so blessed to be living at this time and seeing the things that we're seeing and what's happening, everything that's happening now. We have so much to be available for, man, and so much to give, and we can share what we know, those that need to know. So I'd like to go ahead and close with a word of prayer tonight. I say, thank you, Father. Thank you for the grace and your love and your faithfulness for being so good to us. Father, we say a prayer for Janice and her family tonight. We thank you for just opening her eyes of her understanding. Father, you are so good. And we thank you for Dennis and Sue, their wonderful hearts, Father, and the love that they have for your kids. For the stand that they've taken on your word, Father, we just love them. And thank you for Pastor Lloyd Phillips, to whom that letter was written to. Father, we thank you for all the small and the large fellowships, or the churches, conference calls, spread out all over the world, Father, like Teen Challenge, and proceed to hope, Father, and just looking forward to seeing you and your son. I just thank you, Father, that we have that in our hearts, and we're just thankful that we can be in little fellowships like this and share your word. So, Father, I just thank you for our country again tonight. I thank you for our leaders and all those in positions of power, and to base their decisions off your word, Father, not just your word, your rightly divided word. And we thank you, God, to say for times like this where we can get together and praise you, and we can share about how great and wonderful you are and give you the glory, and be able to freely get together on nights like this and hear about the great things that you do, giving hope to those who think that they're hopeless, Father, for those that are searching for the truth and for a purpose in life. Father, I thank you for everyone listening tonight. I bless them, God, and keep them safe. Keep them secure in the palms of your hands, God, and let every one of your kids get a sound, peaceful, and a good, restful night's sleep tonight, Father, when they close their eyes and they say a prayer and when they're talking to you. And God, I just thank you for all these things. I lift them up to you and place them in your hands tonight in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.